You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. It's 2020. Shouldn't we have a better way to lift your breasts? That's the question that I basically posed at a recent plastic surgery meeting. And I really went around the room to a bunch of very well-respected plastic surgeons, and we were all in a meeting basically discussing new procedures that are happening in practices across the country that do a lot of cosmetic surgery, just like we do here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. And my question to my colleagues was, hey, it's 2020. What are you guys doing that's different nowadays with a breast lift than we were all trained to do years ago when we were in our residency? And it really generated a tremendous amount of interest and discussion around the room. And a very close friend of mine from the Cleveland, Ohio area, who runs a plastic surgery residency program, mentioned that he's doing a few things different. A buddy of mine in California mentioned that he's doing a few things differently. And really going around the room, I had an opportunity to jot down all these little nuances that people are doing. And I wanted to bring them to you so that you could listen to how innovative plastic surgery techniques and procedures have really gotten over the years. And for me to be very proud to say that in 2020, we are really doing things that are so cool and different that I really think people that are interested in doing something with their breasts, and they may have stayed, and this may could be you. You know, you've stayed away from doing anything about your breasts because, number one, you really didn't want to put any foreign substances or foreign products or implants or anything like that into your breasts. You didn't want to do anything because you were worried about the scars that sometimes can manifest on the breast after an older fashion breast lift or breast reduction. So here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery and here on our Plastic Surgery Revolution podcast, I am here to bring to you the nuances and the new way for 2020 for you to have a breast lift. So let me start off right away by saying this. Everyone is different, and depending on what your concerns are about your breast, depending on the size that you ultimately want to end up with, all those things can be modified. All those things can be discussed, you know, in a consultation. However, one thing that I know for being a plastic surgeon for almost 30 years is that when we talk about a breast lift, the one thing that is the common thread throughout is that you want a perky, youthful, tight breast. Sizes may change, how you would like to have the cleavage or more lateral fullness or all those other things are modifications that we can do. But the commonality amongst everyone that I've ever consulted with for a breast lift was that at the end of the day, they wanted their breasts to be perky, tight, and youthful. Now, with that being said, let me explain to you some of the nuances that are happening now in the procedures in 2020. The first is, picture an operation where you have enough breast tissue to really make your breasts as full as you want them to be. However, that breast tissue is in a very low position. As a matter of fact, it may almost be near where your belly button is. Okay. In 2020, I can take your breast tissue that's in a very dependent or low position and literally make it so that we're pinning that to an area of your chest where it's supposed to be, and picture using your breast tissue like it is a breast implant. No breast implant is needed. It's not a saline implant. It's not a silicone gel implant. It's literally your own breast tissue that's being made into such a way that it is the perfect shape, and it's being placed on your chest wall in a way that makes your breasts look like they used to when you were much younger. At the same time, imagine now being able to take that excess amount of skin and create a perfect skin envelope to house that really well-constructed, perky breast tissue that we just put on the perfect location on your chest. What I'm describing to you is a breast lift of 2020, where we can literally take your own breast tissue and create a situation where that breast tissue is being placed properly on your chest wall and being housed in a tight enough skin envelope that your breasts basically look like you do have breast implants. But the funny part about it is it isn't an implant. It's really your own breast tissue. It's just being done in such a sophisticated manner now that we really can say without any question that if this procedure sounds like something that you could have done, it's a procedure that's going to be done within a matter of a few hours, and you're going to be recovered within a week. Now, the beauty of it also is that from a perspective of discomfort and anything that you may think of from a painful standpoint, we're really not doing anything to make the area expand. If anything, we're trying to shrink down the area so that it looks perky and youthful and tight. We're not working with the muscles. We're not doing things that normally would generate more discomfort. So literally, patients of mine that are having this procedure really sometimes don't even take any pain medicine after the surgery at all. If anything, they may be taking some Tylenol or maybe Tylenol with some codeine for the first day or two. But by day three or four, they're in the appropriate bra, and most of them are driving and back to doing a lot of the things that they would never think that they could do in that short a time. So I really want to impress upon you that the difference between doing this kind of a breast lift nowadays and what used to be done years ago is totally different. And some of the nuances have to do with us stealing, I maybe say stealing or borrowing, concepts from other aspects of plastic surgery. I'll give you an example. Liposuctioning with very fine cannulas that almost look like coffee stirrers are now being incorporated to suck away the unwanted fat from areas of the lateral chest wall or around where the upper abdomen may be. So that by itself is creating a situation where the breasts are being showcased better. It's not just a very matronly feeling. It's being done by sucking away or taking away breast fatty tissue that may not be necessary. And it's, if anything, is creating a bulkiness to the way your bras fit or the way you see yourself as more of a matronly appearance. And we can very elegantly sculpt away unwanted fat from the area of the chest wall and around the rib cage, so that now that area can be showcased to show off your perky, youthful breasts. So that's number one. We're just, you know, stealing a little bit of that idea of liposuctioning. But what this allows us to do is to incorporate some local anesthetic in the area so that the actual operation is much less painful and it gets done in a much quicker, elegant fashion. Another little thing that we're borrowing from other procedures is the idea of using special sutures that allow us to form a much more form-fitted breast with your own tissue. So instead of just having it feel like it's all over the place, we're able to put special sutures in the breast tissue itself so that it actually does look like it's a breast implant. And then positioning it on the chest wall appropriately is all done very meticulously. So I'm trying to describe this brand new breast lift, but in essence, the bottom line to this whole procedure is that if you are someone who has a lot of your own breast tissue, but it's just being housed in a very loose skin envelope in a very low position on your chest, you may be the perfect candidate for this kind of an operation. Now, just real quick to talk about, if you're the person that's lost a lot of your own breast tissue, but you would still like to do this breast lift, here's where we can incorporate a very small, perky breast implant into the mix. Because if it's not, if you don't have enough of your own breast tissue to allow what I just described to happen, we can still do the same kind of an elegant procedure, but at the same time, we would just incorporate an implant into the mix so that we can now construct this really well-designed, perky, youthful breast of yours to also incorporate an implant. So if any of these things sound like you're interested in it, please don't hesitate to reach out to your plastic surgeons in your area, or you could always call to make an appointment to come in here to Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. And we have a lot of before and after photos on our website, daviscps.com. And I'm looking forward to potentially seeing you here to talk about this. You could tell how excited I get about these brand new procedures. So you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.